Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Kristen Wright. At Columbia University in New York City, the student occupation of Hamilton Hall has ended. Police officers in riot gear cleared the academic building last night, moving in through a second-story window. The pro-Palestinian protesters against the war in Gaza did not back down quietly. The NYPD used an armored vehicle with a mechanized drawbridge to enter through the window. The encampment has also been cleared of protesters. Dozens of people were arrested. Assistant Police Commissioner Carlos Nieves gave this update.
I have no reported injuries. No reported injuries. There was no use of tear gas. The NYPD did not use tear gas.
Columbia's president sent a written request to the NYPD asking for help after talks with students broke down over calls for Columbia to divest from companies with ties to Israel. The university is asking the police to stay on campus through mid-May. Meanwhile, in California this morning, large violent demonstrations are underway at UCLA. Dozens of Google employees who protested the company's work with the Israeli government are accusing the company of unfair labor practices. NPR's Dara Kerr reports.
2 weeks ago, Google employees staged a sit-in protest at the company's offices. They demanded Google halt a contract with the Israeli government called Project Nimbus. The project involved providing Israel cloud computing services, tech that the protesters say could ultimately support the war in Gaza. The protest culminated with 9 Google employees being arrested and more than 50 being fired, according to an employee group called No Tech for Apartheid. Those workers have now brought a claim against Google with the National Labor Relations Board. They say Google illegally retaliated against them. Google says those employees disrupted workspaces and that it, quote, stands by the actions we've taken. Dara Kerr, NPR News.
A new NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll finds divergent views on what concerns Americans the most. NPR's Domenico Montanaro has more.
Fear of a rise in fascism and extremism topped the list of concerns for the almost 1,200 respondents in the survey, but that was mostly driven by Democrats. Nearly half of Democrats picked it as their top choice. Nothing else came close. For Republicans, it was a lack of values and becoming weak as a nation. People also have very different beliefs in what values to impart to their children. Democrats say teach them to treat others as they would want to be treated, that education is the key to success, and be happy and follow your dreams. Republicans say it's most important that kids are taught to have faith in God and that hard work and discipline pay off. Domenico Montanaro, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. A global agreement to end plastic pollution could be within reach after a week of talks in Canada. But environmental groups say the negotiations are still being undermined by the plastics industry. NPR's Michael Copley reports.
A UN official says the world is swamped in plastic waste, but that negotiators from around 170 countries are nearing an agreement to clean up the pollution. But it's still unclear how countries will deal with a major issue, limiting plastic production, which researchers say is essential to rein in pollution. Plastic is made from fossil fuels, and oil and gas producers have been accused of blocking progress to protect their business. There's a big increase in the number of lobbyists from the fossil fuel and petrochemical industries who registered for the talks in Ottawa. A business group called the Plastics Industry Association said the industry deserves a seat at the table. The final round of talks is scheduled for November in South Korea. Michael Copley, NPR News.
There are new guidelines for breast cancer screening. The U.S. Preventative Services Task Force is urging all women to get mammograms every other year starting at age 40. The recommendation is a reversal of previous guidance from the same group that said screening should start at 50. The American Cancer Society, however, says the guidance doesn't go quite far enough. Federal Reserve policymakers wrap up 2 days of meetings today. The Fed is expected to keep interest rates unchanged. Investigators are estimating it could be September or later before the Fed is ready to start cutting interest rates. I'm Kristen Wright, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.